This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is how much people pay attention. Earlier this week on Ask Amy Anything, there was a man who was kind of late to the party. So he posted on our Facebook page on the Ask Amy post and wanted to know what type of music I listen to. And I didn't see it in time, and producer Dave didn't ask that question. It's a fair question. Maybe we'll get to it at some point. But another listener responded to him and said, "You obviously don't listen to her very much." Or no, something like, "You should listen to the show more. She loves the Backstreet Boys." Which is so true. Now, I wouldn't say that that's the majority of what I listen to on, say, my iPod. Yes, I do still have an iPod Nano. It's so cute. It's 2 inches tall and it's orange. My family knew exactly what to get me, and I still use it when I go running. In fact, when I was driving into work after I finished listening to football coverage and the weather, I plugged in the iPod and was piping it through my speakers in Princess Leia. Anyway, so yes, people do pay attention. I do love the Backstreet Boys. Every now and then I get on a BSB kick and I'll listen to it for an hour in my car. And so I need a road trip. I need a road trip where I can just blast some boy band music for a while. That'll keep you awake, right? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Might make you want to run off the road. Not me, though. I just sing at the top of my lungs. We are live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. It's good to have you with us. I can't wait to talk to you tonight. So let's get some phone calls, some football free-for-all phone calls. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. 855-212-4227. For CBS on Twitter, A Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I am tickled by how many of you are happy with, or pleased with, or impressed by my pre-show meal of choice on this Thursday night. If you haven't seen it, it's up on my Twitter, but I didn't expect quite the conversation about my pre-show meal, but certainly there was a method to my madness of my pre-show meal. You're already blowing up our poll, both on Twitter and Facebook, the game that you're most looking forward to this weekend. I will admit, I did not see this coming in the early returns. I expected that the Rams and Bucks would be the most popular choice, but that's actually not the game that most of you, the majority of you, are picking right now. So, as usual, I pick the team that's bringing up the rear, or the choice that's bringing up the rear. I always have the game that nobody else is interested in. And so you can find that poll on Twitter, either my Twitter or our show Twitter. And we've got our PJs in Public poll that's still live as well. I love to pop the P's with the alliteration, baby. PJs in Public, please. PJs in Public, no. Thank you. No, that doesn't really, nah, it doesn't go. See, producer Dave gets producers PJs in Public, please. Now, see, I'm the alliteration is better, but it does not make it okay to wear your PJs to the grocery store. Anyway, so Twitter or Facebook, also on our phone number, our free phone number is 855-212-4227. I don't know which team in the NFC is the best one. I have no idea which team in the NFC is going to end up in the Super Bowl. It's way too early. I actually saw this I think she worked for the NFL Network, but I'm not really sure. I don't remember exactly who it was. It was a blonde who I think works for the NFL Network. And she posted on Twitter, and I don't obviously don't know who she is, so I don't follow her, but the NFL Network retweeted it, which is how I saw it. Something along the lines of, it's week 10, and we don't even know who's going to the Super Bowl. First of all, I rolled my eyes. Second of all, I went, I'm not kidding you, audibly went, duh. Of course not. It's week 10, now 11. You don't know who's going to the Super Bowl in week 11. Stop it. And so we look at the NFC, and we've got the Packers with a huge game on the road at Indianapolis. So that's one of the choices in our poll. Right now, Packers and Saints have the best records in the NFC. We don't yet know about the Saints and who will be starting at quarterback. Weirdly enough, when this situation played out last year for New Orleans, what happened? They had Teddy Bridgewater. They had a guy who had worked and had worked and had earned himself an opportunity with New Orleans. He was number two on their depth chart. He came in for five games, well, five and a half, came in, played really well, took care of the football, relied on the run game, relied on the defense, made throws when he had to. Not only did the Saints stay atop the NFC South, but he earned himself a new starting job in the league. And guess what? There's a chance he's not going to start in week 11. So it's a little bit of irony there. Of course, the Saints are in a position where they've got Taysom Hill, who's extremely familiar with the system and can do anything that Coach Sean Payton asks of him. And you've also got Jameis Winston, who is, don't take this the wrong way, he's more like a Drew Brees in terms of the way they play. Jameis Winston's not really a scrambler. He's not a mobile guy. I mean, I suppose he can step aside here or there, but that's not his game. Different body type, of course. Different thrower, not as accurate as Drew Brees. But in terms of being a pocket passer, that's Jameis Winston. That part more mirrors what we see from Drew Brees with the offense. But I say you ride your alpha male, you ride your bell cow, Alvin Kamara, and you rely on what is an improved defense for the Saints. So they've won six in a row. They've got the same record as the Green Bay Packers. Those are your top two teams in terms of winning percentage in the NFC right now. Same number of wins, the Buccaneers, who of course haven't taken their bye yet and face a really difficult test against the Rams coming up on Monday night. And then you've got the Seahawks, who are now at 7-3. And after seeing the way Seattle rebounded, and Mike Ferrari told us just before the top of the hour that it really started at the end of the game last week, they managed to dig themselves out of a hole against the Rams. They were getting embarrassed by Los Angeles and managed to make it more respectable, at least internally in their locker room. They felt like they started to turn things around at the end of that Rams game. So they carry that forward into week 11 and now have this mini bye, which is awesome for them. They can get guys healthy. They hope to have Chris Carson back. Waiting news on Greg Olsen. This one's a bummer, especially since the longtime NFL tight end may be retiring after this year. I don't know for sure. We don't know for sure. He doesn't know for sure. He's got a job with Fox waiting for him. But he left the game on Thursday night with what the team fears, is a ruptured fascia. I've never had any type of a fascia injury, but people who have tell me it is extremely painful. If you remember, that was the injury, not ruptured, but that was the injury that was really limiting Peyton Manning in his last year in the league. Boomer Esiason, who we work with here at CBS Sports Radio, he's told me that it's extremely painful, that was an injury that he had to play with and suffered with during the course of his career. And so Pete Carroll said on Thursday night he has a fascia tear that he's had before in his other foot, so he knows exactly what it is. This could be one that keeps Greg Olsen out for the long term, potentially the rest of the year, which stinks because he just signed this one-year deal with the Seahawks. He's 35 years old. He was kind of starting fresh after his time with the Panthers. Obviously has had foot injuries in his career history. And this was an opportunity for him to not be part of the rebuild in Carolina, but to potentially be on a winning team. So I'm bummed for him. Hopefully it's not as serious and won't keep him out the rest of the year. But going through this mini bye, the Seahawks are hoping to get guys healthy. I think their bye comes at a really good time. They get back on the winning track, which makes it easier to go through this kind of long stretch before they play again. And as we talked about with Mike, they do have an easier schedule statistically. Okay, so there are no such thing as cupcakes in the NFL. We've seen all kinds of crazy upsets. According to the odds, according to Vegas, we've seen some pretty impressive upsets so far this season. Bengals, Titans, that's just one of them. Vikings, Packers, another one of them. So you don't take any team lightly in the NFL. But next stretch on their schedule, the next month on their schedule, at the Eagles, so they have to crisscross the country again. Man, they've done that so many times already. At the Eagles, home to the Giants, home to the Jets, and then on the road at the Washington football team. Before they finish up then with back-to-back games in the NFC West. So the next month for them could be a huge boost, especially if they get healthy. So for the Seahawks, you got to feel much better about where they are now than where they are, or where they were, excuse me, a week ago. And certainly you can hear a much more optimistic, positive, excited Russell Wilson.
We're capable of anything all the time. I think that, you know, obviously to not have our running backs and stuff like that, obviously guys like Chris Carson and guys like Carlos, I mean, some of the best in the league, you know. And so anytime you lose some of the best players, you know, in the league, that always hurts a little bit for sure.
And so Russell Wilson just sounds different. He feels better. Obviously going through a game with no turnovers is huge. And the win. A win is a win is a win is a win. You take it however you can get it. But to have a win in which you dominate the line of scrimmage, in which you put pressure on an opposing quarterback, you contain the likes of Kyler Murray, who is a statistical nightmare. Or if you're his fantasy team owner, he is a statistical bonanza. Either way, the way that they played him, brilliant. So the Seahawks are at 7-3. The Buccaneers are at 7-3. Those two teams just a tick behind the Packers and Saints in terms of winning percentage. Those are your four best teams in the NFC, but I don't know which one is the best. That'd be an interesting poll to see what people thought. I feel like we have so many polls going, we probably can't put up another one, but still, it's a really good question. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So Packers against the Colts this weekend, and of course the Buccaneers will be taking on the Rams, actually hosting the Rams. And then for the New Orleans Saints, we wait to find out who will play quarterback, but Sean Payton is not lowering his expectations regardless of if it's Drew Brees, Jameis Winston, or Taysom Hill.
We want efficient play from that position. I think the one thing we'll always do here is highlight the strengths of whoever's playing any position, not just quarterback.
And that's something that Sean Payton does extremely well. Payton knows, because he knows this offense inside and out, because he's the architect of this offense, they obviously designed it for Drew Brees, but they know how to tailor it. It's the benefit, one of the benefits of having a coach in place for as long as he's been there. And Taysom Hill has been there for several years, so he's comfortable in the offense too, though. If you judge by last week, when Brees didn't play in the second half, maybe it's Jameis Winston. Kind of a funny moment earlier in the week as reporters kept pressing Peyton for any information about Brees or who might be starting in week 11.
No updates, Mike. I'm eating my bagel. I was hoping to be chewing it when you asked that question.
No update on Drew's injury status either, specifically?
Nope. Nothing specific. Yeah. Nothing there.
It's a brilliant move if you're the New Orleans Saints. I mean, you obviously have to do the injury report. Was it Friday when the complete injury reports come out? Friday is when teams have to list guys if they're officially out or if they're questionable, that type of thing. Maybe it's Saturday, but by the end of the week, you do have to come out with an official injury report. Do you know why the NFL does that? It's not so that everybody is on the same page. It's for bettors. It's for bettors, and it's for the odds makers. And so when the NFL tells you that they're a little bit leery about people betting on their game, please. I mean, they make teams list their injuries according to category, and they
I'm eating my bagel.
I want a bagel. I just had a sandwich, so I don't need a bagel. They actually do require teams to do this. So if you fudge or fib your injury report, you get fined. It's happened before with the Patriots is one example that I can remember where they either didn't list Tom Brady or kept listing Tom Brady with some cockamamie shoulder injury, and the NFL had to kind of take it. But it was Bill Belichick thumbing his nose at the league and its rules about putting guys on the injury report because they because they once hammered the Patriots for not putting Brady on the injury report. Anyway, so the Saints are hosting the Falcons this weekend. We'll see. This is certainly a Falcons team that is resurgent in terms of its attitude, in terms of how it's playing defense against Raheem Morris. They look energized. They look rejuvenated since they fired Dan Quinn. They've got, what, 3 wins in 4 games? And so for Atlanta to be in New Orleans, it's a challenge because it's a divisional game in the NFC South. So that's kind of a snapshot of your NFC. We've got the Dallas Cowboys who are on the road at Minnesota. Why do I bring that game up? Well, because the Vikings are on a 3-game win streak. Because the Vikings are in a situation now where they feel like their offense is stabilized, where they feel like they not only have the tools in a Dalvin Cook and in an efficient Kirk Cousins and an offensive line that's really holding up in front of them, but also a defense that is playing much better lately and is also committed to stopping the run. And so the Vikings are at 4-5 after 3 consecutive wins. And now they've got the Dallas Cowboys who are going back to Andy Dalton. Okay, so stick with me. It was Dak Prescott. Then it was briefly Andy Dalton. Then it was Ben DiNucci. Then it was Ben DiNucci. Then it was Garrett Gilbert. Now it's back to Andy Dalton. And Dalton has had quite a month. Remember, he was knocked out of the first game that he started in place of Dak with a concussion. He was in concussion protocol when he contracted COVID-19. And so before he could even finish up the concussion protocols, he was then in isolation for the virus. Well, he's finally, thankfully, been cleared from all of that.
Dealing with the concussion, it was the first one for me. So just going through that that protocol and just trying to get back feeling normal and everything. And right when I thought I was feeling normal, COVID, I got hit with COVID. And so then had to go through that protocol, too, before I could even get cleared from the concussion and everything.
So it's been quite a stretch for Dalton, but he does have a lot of experience as a starter. And so the Dallas Cowboys on the road at Minnesota. Obviously, for the Vikings, they want to stick to the game plan because what they're doing is working extremely well. Detroit at Carolina, another NFC matchup. And then we've got the leader of the NFC East, Philadelphia, at the Cleveland Browns. I just keep looking at the standings, and my eyes are drawn to the AFC North, where the Ravens and Browns have the same record. I'm just saying is all. So what's the game you're most looking forward to? Wait until you hear how, hold on, I know exactly what I was saying. Give me a second. I'm thinking. Wait until you hear, this is what I wanted to share with you, how Kevin Stefanski raves about Carson Wentz. I'm not saying he sees something that we don't see, but he's definitely seeing something we haven't seen in a long time with Carson Wentz.
So, you don't wear brown and orange, you don't matter.
I miss Freddie Kitchens. I miss Freddie Kitchens' press conferences. Wait, don't tell me. Where's Freddie Kitchens now? I forgot. He's with the Jets. No, wait, where? Where is he now? He's with the, shoot, I lost track of Freddie Kitchens. The Bengals, they're orange. No, I don't know where Freddie Kitchens is. Goodness, I never thought I'd forget that. But he is actually employed in the league.
Oh, I knew this. He's on the Giants staff.
Joe Judge brought him in. That's right. Because they were friends or co-workers, colleagues going back to college, right? So, yes, I knew it was in New York. I just had the wrong team. Okay, so wait until you hear what the Freddie Kitchens successor in Cleveland has to say about Carson Wentz. And Doug Peterson, how does he avoid a slow start against the Cleveland Browns? And we've got a lot more to do. It's a football free-for-all. I see you. You apparently want to talk some pigskin, some football. So let's do that. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line sponsored by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Take our poll on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. And while you're out and you're up and you're about, have a turkey sandwich because we're now inside of a week to Thanksgiving. Boom! Sorry for yelling.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Carson's our guy. Carson's our draft pick. Carson's the guy that is going to carry us and lead this football team. And listen, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Those aren't my words. Those aren't Howie's words, Jeffrey's words. Those are his words. I mean, that I respect that opinion. Whatever he wants to say, that's fine. And we're going to remain friends. It doesn't bother me one way or the other.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We're just not going to have Thanksgiving together, me and you, Brett. Favre. That's going to be one of the funniest cuts of the 2020 season. I just said to producer Dave, I don't know when that won't be funny, when it will cease to be hysterical, but for now, it still makes me laugh out loud. He's so passionate about Carson's our guy. Carson's our draft pick. Carson's our guy. Do you got it?
Bottom line. End of story.
Get it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Well, keeping that in mind, Kevin Stefanski is not going to make the mistake that one Brett Favre did in questioning whether or not Carson Wentz is the starter of the Philadelphia Eagles. In fact, Kevin waxes poetic about what the Browns defense will be facing in Carson this weekend.
It's not hard to see what he's capable of. This year, he's making plays. You go back previous year, he's making plays. He's a unique talent in his size and his ability to move. You mentioned he can make every single throw. So he presents a very, very real challenge for our defense.
So Kevin Stefanski has looked at the Carson Wentz tape extensively. And I will give you this. He certainly can make plays. He is fearless. He's very aggressive. He is a good talent. We just haven't seen it as much this year. I think he's hesitant. Certainly the offensive line in front of him has been brutal. There's not a ton of help. They've had a lot of injuries. And potentially there's some of that trying to do everything, trying to do too much. We just talked to Mike Ferrari in Seattle, and I asked him about Russell Wilson's stretch with all of these turnovers. And he said the common theme is that Russell is trying to do too much. He's trying to win a Super Bowl with one throw. He's trying to win a Super Bowl with one third down conversion. He's trying to change the course of the season in one snap, but it just doesn't work that way. And then you put too much pressure on yourself. But let's be honest, Carson Wentz's mistakes have also been brutal for the Eagles. Some of them have come at the worst possible time, and that is part of the reason why they're in this hole where they're 3-4-1. Is that the record now? 3-4-1. 3-5-1. Excuse me, I missed a loss in there somewhere. 3-5-1 and have to go on the road at the Cleveland Browns. Now, Doug Peterson, he's hoping the Philadelphia Eagles can get off to a better start. So that's a huge part of their problem. They put themselves in a hole, and then you have to rely on Carson Wentz to help dig you out of it. So that's one of the game plans against the Browns, is to not fall into a hole early.
You know, it's something we keep addressing, and we got to make sure when we start the game that everybody's locked in. And I've got a good set of openers, you know, first and second down plays that we feel comfortable with as we attack the opponents.
When I heard that, this is my weird brain. When I heard him say openers, I thought opening lines, and then I thought pickup lines. Doug Peterson's, he's got a whole set of pickup lines ready to go just to spark a conversation.
Carson's our guy.
to make sure things start out smoothly. I know I'm an idiot. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Coming
Please
up-
don't put words in my mouth.
It's too late. I already did.
Or we're going to have a problem.
Stop it, Producer Dave. Sunday, the NFL on CBS. I'm trying to get through something important here. Sunday, the NFL on CBS slate features two of the AFC's best going head-to-head. Derrick Henry and the Titans to try to rumble through Lamar Jackson. Well, not him specifically, but Lamar Jackson's Ravens. Or the Steelers look to avoid the upset against the Jaguars. You know, Mike Tomlin doesn't believe in trap games. It all begins with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. The NFL is on CBS week 11. What? Week freaking 11. I can't get over it. So maybe it's the Eagles and the Browns that you're most looking forward to, but alas, that game is not in our poll. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. And then I promise, we've got your call straight ahead, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Glad to have you with us. A football free-for-all After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Hey guys, Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. Yeah, I'm real excited. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego.
No.
His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who is your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited, Tom.
Marry a woman who will participate in that cringe-worthy skit. I'm telling you what, the fact that Ciara will actually be part of that little video that Russell Wilson did a few years ago is amazing. That's how you know they are soulmates and meant to be together.
Yes, absolutely. But I have so many questions for her.
Well, maybe you can find her on Twitter. They're pretty active on social media, you know.
You know what? Maybe not.
Mr. Unlimited. I can't forget it. In fact, I did tweet about Mr. Unlimited. You can't just say Mr. Unlimited. It doesn't work that way. So I actually thought about him during the game and tweeted about him during the game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Mr. Unlimited.
I cannot take him seriously when I think about that. Which game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Some pretty exciting matchups in terms of playoff positions, but also if you look at some of the games in which we have elite quarterbacks on the field, I mean, the fact that we started out with Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson in the same game was awesome. Obviously, you look at the game between the Chiefs and the Raiders. That's a huge one in terms of the AFC West and AFC playoff position. But Derek Carr is playing really well this year. And of course, you've got the reigning NFL, the Super Bowl MVP, the former MVP in Patrick Mahomes, and potentially future MVP. I don't know about you, with the way that Russ has fallen off a little bit, and the Packers, while they are still one of the best teams in the NFC, there was a couple games in there where Aaron Rodgers wasn't great. It seems like Mahomes has moved back into the front running position for MVP. I could be wrong about that, but that's what it feels like to me.
Mahomes magic!
That right now Mahomes is quietly building another case. You wouldn't think that Mahomes would fly under the radar. His game certainly doesn't. But with all the attention on Rodgers and Wilson to start the season, quietly Mahomes has put together what I think right now anyway is the best campaign for MVP. Now, they don't hand out the MVP award in week 10, but he's got 25 passing touchdowns and only one interception this season, back-to-back games with at least four passing touchdowns. He's locked in right now, and Kansas City only has that one loss on its slate, and that goes back to October 11th against the Raiders. And so you've got the Chiefs coming off a bye, and Andy Reid, he's fantastic when the Chiefs, or really any of his teams, are coming off a bye. It's one of the hallmarks of his career.
This is a good football team that we're preparing for, and we got to go through the same process as if it wasn't a bye. You got to go through and make sure you study and get to know them, and make sure you can correlate the scheme that you have with what their scheme is, and work it.
Not only did the Chiefs have extra time to prepare, but 10 of the 11 Raiders players that are currently on the COVID list are from the defensive side of the ball. Oy. So you're facing a Patrick Mahomes who's well-rested and who is playing lights out, and your defense has been gutted by COVID protocols. Also, offensive tackle Trent Brown is still on that list, but certainly a major concern for Las Vegas defensive coordinator Paul Gunther.
I don't know how we can beat these guys with a full lineup of practice, let alone three quarters of your lineup not here all week. You know, what don't they have? We're playing the world champs. What don't they have? They got a great quarterback, great receivers, great tight ends. Line's physical, and they're coming off a bye, so it's a daunting test.
You could imagine. Now, the good news is only two of the defensive players that are on that COVID list actually tested positive. The rest are all deemed close contacts, which means that if they continue to test negative all the way up through Saturday, they should be eligible to play in this game on Sunday night. Remember, that's what happened with Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers last week. It's what happened with the Raiders offensive line going back. It was a couple weeks, maybe like 3 weeks now. And so a lot of teams are dealing with this where they're having to wait until the last second for these guys to get cleared, but they're not able to practice while they're on these COVID reserve lists. And so it's something that every team is going to have to deal with at some point during the season. The uncertainty of it all, practicing with guys remotely. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers are actually doing all their meetings virtually this week.
We're talking about practice.
Yeah, well, they're talking about practice from the safety of their Zoom calls. And the NFL has instituted these intense COVID protocols for the rest of the season, meaning regardless of whether you're practicing in meetings, you have to wear a mask all the time, even at practice. You have to be distanced all the time, even in your facilities, which are cleaned, where everyone's tested every day. And they're determined to get through the rest of this regular season with as few interruptions as possible. And they consider this to be dire right now. We have seen a rise in cases that mirrors what is happening around the United States. And so there's a lot of teams that are going through each week wondering who's going to be available and will we have enough guys to be out there and put our best foot forward. And right now the Raiders are in this kind of weird space where they have no idea about their defense and they're getting ready to take on Patrick Mahomes and his legion of weapons. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Let's start with our first phone call. Mike is in Pittsburgh. Welcome to the show.
You run a great show, and it's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. And I just want to let you know, I like the chemistry of the Pittsburgh Steelers this year and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Both exciting teams. I think Mike Tomlin's doing a great job, of course, and Bruce Arians. And a lot of people from Tampa Bay should also know that Jordan Whitehead played for Central Valley. He's on the defense. The Gronk went to Woodland Hills.
The Gronk.
Yep. And the strength coach is actually from Aliquippa. So there's some Western Pennsylvania ties on the Bruce Arians team, and everybody knows, probably in the NFL world, he was an assistant coach with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right, not just a coach, but a coordinator there. He's great.
Yes, he was. And did you find out your squirrel situation yet, because I do have the remedy.
Oh, no, he's gone. The fat squirrel somehow got out of my shed, yes.
Just remember, throw a couple handfuls of mothballs in there and have a radio on when the doors are open.
What, a radio? I'm not taking a radio out to my shed.
Yeah, put a battery-operated Trent.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll hear voices. They'll never come in, but mothballs for sure.
Mothballs, all right.
Yeah, because if you have a lawnmower in there, he's not going to be chewing on the wires.
Yeah, no, my lawn... Wires? Does my lawnmower have wires?
Probably have it. There's some stuff near the, like, the carburetor and that. And, yeah, so you got to kind of watch.
Yeah. Not so much, but mothballs I can do.
Yes, throw a handful, two or three bags of them, and it does work. I have them in my barn in western Pennsylvania.
Oh, got it.
It keeps the animals out. But that's the two teams I like this year. I like the chemistry and for both teams. I think Big Ben's having a great year, a comeback year, and he's got, the key is the offensive lines. The Seahawks, Russell Wilson's running for his life. Philadelphia, the same thing. You got Tom Brady, got an excellent offensive line, and the Pittsburgh Steelers do too. And they got protection. If you don't have protection, then forget it. You're going to get tortured.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. And Roethlisberger knows it. In fact, he said that as long as Pouncey is on his offensive line, he's never retiring. I've heard that before.
Yeah, exactly. But you have a great show and have a good night. Thank you.
All right, sir. Good to talk to you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's see. Let's talk to Scott, who's in Boston. Hi, Scott.
Oh, my God. You caught me off guard. Amy, let me get my head together. What's up? Good morning. Is it morning? Afternoon? But
why would you call the show if you're not ready to go?
Amy, I'm always ready. Okay. I put you on speaker, and I was just texting with a friend who's loaded. All right. Is it morning even in Alaska? I'm looking at my clock.
No, it's not morning in Alaska.
Okay. Well,
it's not morning where I am either.
How you doing? What's up? Good morning.
I'm good. Thanks.
All right. So two takes. You can bounce back, do what you want with it. But here's my first take. The New England Patriots, no joke, this team is gaining momentum. If you can't see it, you're blind.
I think people can see it.
They are going to slowly, sneakily a word, Amy? Sneakily? Sneaky. All right. They're going to slowly sneak. I like sneakily. Sneakily get into the playoffs. They're going to sneak in somehow. This is the brilliance of Bill Belichick. And they're going to knock off some team. And they're going to find themselves in the AFC Championship. This is the New England Patriots. And everyone around listening, are we on the whole country, Amy?
Oh, my gosh, what does it matter? Just keep talking.
All right, everyone listening in Texas, Houston, Ohio, Mississippi, and other states I can't think of because I'm half drunk. The New England Patriots, I know you hate us. All right, Amy, I'll tighten it up. 10 seconds, but I'll be done. Watch. No joke, I'm getting stone serious. Watch how the Pats, come week 15, 16, they're right there. And then in the big game, they win. And they're going to get in. They don't have Brady anymore. They're going to get in. And once they're in the playoffs, boom, game is on. All right, can I switch notes real quick?
Yeah.
This is such a tough segue. Work with me here. I am missing Corona the most, is going to see, like, rock bands. You're from New Hampshire. Do you remember going to Hampton Beach Casino?
No, because I grew up in New Hampshire. I was a kid there mostly, and so I did not go to the casino. But I do remember going to concerts there, some of them at UNH, some of them at Hampton Beach, for sure.
I want to ask personal questions. But my takeaway was this. I remember growing up in my first show. I was 16. I was going to see Everclear, and I was so excited. I'm like, Hampton Beach Casino? For anyone listening, Hampton Beach is a beach on the east coast of Lowell, New Hampshire. It's beautiful. And they have this place that has a lot of rock venues, and it's called Hampton Beach Casino. And then me being dumb and high, I went up there to see a band called Everclear when I was like 16 years old. And I go, where's the blackjack tables?
Did you worry? Sometimes we just got to rein it in. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Let's see if we can work in Dan here, who's in Michigan. Dan, welcome to After Hours.
Hi,
Dan.
Some alliteration for you.
Yeah.
Freaky food and football.
Freaky.
The game I'm most intrigued about is Pittsburgh.
I don't need my food to be freaky, or my football, actually.
Well, there's some freaky good food out there. But Pittsburgh, I am most intrigued by, because the last time I won any big money was with Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl against the Cardinals. But you were talking about cucumbers, and here's something you got to try. Some French sourdough bread sprinkled with or shredded smoked Gouda with garlic salt on top. Broil it in the oven for about 4 or 5 minutes, and then your cucumbers you had in Riesling wine, cut 100,000 sticks.
Wait, hold on, Dan. It's Riesling wine.
Okay. Riesling, I call it Riesling, but it's Riesling. But sprinkle with salt and pepper, soak it for 24 hours. After your Gouda and bread is done, your garlic bread, put that on there, slap it together, the best sandwich you will ever have.
I don't have the patience to wait 24 hours for a sandwich, man.
Well, you have to plan ahead. This is freaky food.
Oh,
and football.
True. I thought you were referring to the phone calls, but okay.
Okay. Well, I am kind of a freak too, because I love football and food.
I don't think that makes you freaky. I think that makes you a pretty standard American male, and now a lot of American females as well.
Yeah, I love my bacon. You might even try putting bacon on it. I've never done the bacon, but I did do the cucumbers soaked in the Riesling or Riesling.
I'm going to start crying.
But that's...
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. I appreciate the sandwich suggestion, but I have to let you go because we're at the top of the hour, Dan. So thank you for that. I mean, how can one girl go from laughing to crying so quickly? I don't know what to do about this. Can we not take any more calls? Is that, or are there people out there who actually want to talk football with me? Just football. Don't want to tell us about a concert. Don't want to talk about a sandwich. I do love food, but I mean...
I got nothing.
Great. Thanks. You're a lot of help. Break. I need some football calls. Please. I'm begging you. Please remind me that there are people out there who can just call up and talk about football. Hot, hot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.